The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning, December the 1st.
Good morning.
We have let another month slide away, and we're running for the end of 2014. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And hey, happy post-Thanksgiving.
How are you? Do you have you look? What are those? Is that, are those feathers around your mouth?
No, the turkey had come pre-plucked.
Oh, pre-plucked. Okay.
Pre-plucked. From thank God.
And you, look at you.
Oh, you know what?
Aren't you lovely this morning?
You know, thank you. It was a big weekend, I'm sure, for many of us. And they would call turkey, come out of the turkey comatose. There's a word,
tryptophan.
Turkicoast. What is it? You said the word.
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
Yeah, but no, but you had another word for it before. That's a difference. It's comatose. Wait.
No. Comatose.
Comatose and turkey together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you called it something.
Yeah, somebody said it was very clever.
Turkicoma or something like that. Coma turkey or something. Anyway, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like for you know what? This whole week's going to be kind of a little rainy.
Good. We need it. Scattered showers throughout the day. Our temperatures today will reach around 55. It's currently 50. Chance of showers tonight with our lows around 48. Tuesday calls for rain. With an 80% chance of rain, which is great. Just keep this going. We need our lakes to be filled. So thank you to the rain gods. High of 57 tomorrow, low of 47. Wednesday is raining again all week long. So fantastic. I put my ferns out over the weekend to let them drink. I like them to drink up the rain. It's just so good for them. And then the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So happy to have you here on this December 1st, Monday morning, where we kick off a fantastic Christmas holiday.
It is. It's a big week here, and a lot of stuff has been happening. Oakland. I hate to say this. Oakland Raiders.
Oh.
They won that game, what was it, a couple weeks ago or something? And then they got hammered 52 or 57 to nothing. 57, something like that. Five touchdown passes. I mean, it was just horrendous. And then the 49ers got smacked around by the Seahawks. Seahawks just all over them. Their defense, number one and number two defenses in the NFL and the whole National Football League or conference, and they just whacked them. So that was kind of an interesting game. What was your thoughts about Thanksgiving, Bob? I know you had like a house full.
Oh yes, we had 16 over and. Including some folks who hadn't, basically, we said, so what are you doing? And they said, oh, we'll figure something out. And we said, well, come on over. And we kind of rearranged our house so that everything would fit. And everybody, all the guests brought side dishes. So we just were responsible for the turkey and a couple of things. And we served it up buffet style rather than occupy the table with a bunch of passed around food. And it all worked out quite well.
Who brought the dressing?
Actually, the dressing was made in-house. Brenda tried a new cornbread recipe that because we have a friend who can't do gluten, so we did a gluten-free cornbread dressing that you couldn't tell.
Wow.
How can it be gluten-free and you can't tell? You use a different kind of mixture? I mean, it's
usually the bread is not bread.
It doesn't have a wheat component in it. So it's
cool.
Cornmeal and I think that was essentially it. But you've prepared it in such a way that it makes a pretty passable cornbread.
Great. Wow. Well, let me tell you, let us share with you Wednesday night. We went to the kickoff before it was the first time that the Cascade Theater would be in front of a live audience. What did I say?
You said Cascade Theater.
Okay, I meant Cascade Christmas.
This is
it was at
rehearsal.
Cascade Theater at Cascade Christmas, right. But it was kind of like people who'd sponsored and that kind of thing. So my folks came up, and we brought my folks and a couple friends. And if you don't have a ticket and there are tickets left, run to the box office today. You have to see Cascade Christmas. Yeah. Everyone left. I mean, it's so clever. Every year, I mean,
everyone left very happy.
Very happy. Thank you. I need you on a Monday morning. Everybody
had
left.
Had me going for a moment.
No, I mean, it's every year it's different. Let me continue my thought here. Because I know they're scattered. They've got five thoughts going on with one mouth. So everybody left very happy, as like you said. And they were so in the season. They're like, oh my God, I'm so excited about Christmas. My dad, again, my 81-year-old mother, my 83-year-old father, we have kids in the crowd. There's something for everybody. And, congratulations to Jeff Darling, Jenna Laird, the gal who, and I don't have her name in front of me right now, but the gal who wrote, everything is in rhyme. And the gal who is the new Mrs. Claus, she is the wonderful, she's got a, you'll understand that there's this whole thing that's written and that she has got the most incredible voice. So congratulations to the cast, to Aaron Ryan, who is a phenomenal dance captain. The dancing is just very, very advanced. They were doing lifts and turns and flips and stuff that was just like you would see on Dancing with the Stars. They were that good.
It was a thoroughly enjoyable evening. The cast was great, even though it was a dress rehearsal, and I'm sure that there was mistakes, but what could I tell? The theme is Santa is not sure if Christmas is worth it. And it is a great, all the way through it, it is just wonderful. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better show. And the kids loved it. Kids love it. Okay.
It's wonderful to watch, see their faces.
You know the best thing about taking, because we weren't here, of course, on Thanksgiving, and then the next day we played
we had a house full too.
So, but the best thing is that, in the, you know, with everything that's going on, after eating 6 pounds of turkey, 2 pumpkin pies, and 86 pounds of dressing. That you just fall into your sleep number bed. And my sleep number setting of 45, of course, that allows me to sleep thoroughly and soundly. I slept so well for the whole time.
Well,
for 4 days, just slept
Thanksgiving
great.
Is a time to give thanks. And we did give thanks very, very, very much so over the weekend with our 4 sleep number bed. My sleep number was at 45. And I'll tell you, when you're on your feet all day long and moving furniture, like you said, Bob, and taking things in and out of the oven and doing things with you when you're entertaining, it's just at the end of the day, it's just nice to be able to fall into bed and feel like you got a really good sleep. So thank God for the sleep number bed.
And all of our sleep number beds, of course, now are the new ones. All new sleep number beds are now available with Sleep IQ technology, which senses how you sleep. You don't have to do anything except sleep, and it'll send you, it'll give you ideas on how to sleep better. Even how to control snoring, believe it or not. The best part is you can learn what changes you can make, and then you can sleep better. And all this is in the Sleep Number, which is made in America. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's just an outstanding mattress. We can't say enough about it, except go down to the Target Shopping Center and buy one. Have Brian and Janice have you lay in the bed, and you can find out what your sleep number is. It is, what is your sleep number setting, and how much is a good night's sleep worth? Right now, you can save 50% on a Sleep Number Ultimate Limited Edition bed. 50%. How much is that good night's sleep worth now? All right, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Cyber Monday.
Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
In the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays. Yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's official!
It started.
I love it.
It started. You know what? I saw, on October the 31st, I saw a skeleton with a Santa Claus hat on. Do you think that was a little bit early? I think it was.
What?
For starting on the advertising. I mean, my
gosh. Oh, okay. Well, listen, you know, Thanksgiving is when people went, traditionally on Thanksgiving weekend, when I grew up in the country, we used to go cut our Christmas tree up in the hills.
Yeah, that's when you go
get on Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think,
I cut you.
Actually, the music started before Halloween.
You know,
in the stores.
I think I saw a Target commercial. Back, it had to be right at Thanksgiving, if not just a little bit before.
Well, Black Friday. Cyber Monday today. They are estimating that online. I mean, I guess I didn't really follow what was happening on Black Friday, but today they're expecting that across the country, $2.5 billion in sales. Now, I'm not an online shopper, but for those people who really like to do online shopping, this is the day that I'm sure everybody's going to get their kicks on.
Well, you know, Black Friday was down 11% from last year, and it looks like Cyber Monday, or whatever this is called, is going to be down.
It's picking up.
Well, no, they said this one could be down too a little bit. All of them are down, even though that, you know, it's a strange thing how they do that.
Well, I'm a QVC junkie, I have to admit it.
I know that when you're overseas a lot, you know, shopping by the internet is the only way to do it. That way, at least you can get presents to people on time. Hey, we're joined today by Andrew Meredith, who's the president of the Northeastern California Building and Construction Trades Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me on today.
Well, you know what? We've had Patrick on. We've had Patrick Jones on. We've had the mayor on, at least for another day. and Patrick, city councilman, for at least another day. The city attorney on. We've had Gary Cadd comments. We've had so, you know, we're making that full circle like we like to do here on
Great.
The station. And, Andrew, you, of course, were on the other side of the election that was held in early November. But something has occurred with this with the EDA, from the Commerce Department, and the, you know, the clawback and all the things that went along. Mainly the part about the not everybody knowing about it.
Yeah, I think you know, there's been quite a bit of debate in the community about this EDA clawback grant, and from the building trade side, what we wanted to do is we wanted to get some facts about exactly how long the city knew about this and whether or not they knew what a big and significant issue this could be for the land transaction, and exactly how far back they knew about its significance. That's why we did the public records requests that I'm sure a lot of your listeners read about and saw in the news over the past week. We think that the information that we got back from the city kind of speaks for itself. We do believe that the city had a pretty good understanding that this was a significant issue leading into the election. And, you know, we've contended publicly that the city attorney owed a bit of responsibility to the community to disclose this information so that the voters in Reading had an opportunity to see all of the facts before casting the decision on Measure B.
The clawback of the funds, which is 74% of the funds of the appraisal amount, is the point of big contention. Even though that if they just delay the closing until the end of June, it goes away.
Right.
And everybody knows that.
And, that's right.
And whether it would have made a difference or not really isn't the big question. It was the fact that it was withheld.
That's right. No, Measure B has been decided. The voters here in Reading approved the land sale. It is what it is. It's all speculation at this point as to whether or not those issues would have factored in changing the outcome of the election. It was a pretty small margin of victory, especially when you consider the disparity in funds that were spent. Tom Corrado, I know you've had him on your show before.
Yeah.
He did a great job with the Revolt campaign on a shoestring budget, keeping that campaign close. But again, I think it gets to a deeper issue about the city attorney and what his responsibilities are to the community. I've been very critical of the city attorney on several occasions. I was frustrated with the way that he handled the Charter City push and some of the guidance that he provided. It's been frustrating to watch some of the legal battles that he's dragged the city of Reading into. And, you know, it's great to hear him say that he doesn't think the EDA issue is significant, and he didn't think it was significant back when he first learned about it in April of this year. But, you know, he also told us that we were going to win on the Reading Library case, and that turned out not to be true. And that cost the taxpayers a significant amount of money here in the city of Reading. So
it wasn't the only one, I think.
No, it
there
wasn't.
Was a couple others. Well, he is in the course retiring from his position here. Not that that makes any difference.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any difference. It comes down, and then we had Silas Lyons on. I don't know if you heard Silas.
I did.
And okay, well, Silas said, you know what, we should have done our job better. But on the other hand, the idea that Rick Duvernay has to represent all the citizens. And not just the side that was, you know, that the majority side, I think is what he said.
Yeah, I was really taken aback by Mr. Duvernay's insistence on blaming the fact that this wasn't disclosed on those were involved on the other side of the campaign and those in the local media. I mean, you can imagine in the city of Bell, if the city manager, Mr. Rizzo, I think was his name, if he had come out and blamed the fact that he laundered and stole money from the taxpayers in Bell on the fact that the local media wasn't coming out and doing their due diligence and researching things, and the public wasn't coming to these meetings, I mean, he would have been run out and strung up. And I think
he's in jail now.
He is.
But.
Well, if you're just tuning in, our guest is Andrew Meredith, and he is the president of the Northeastern California Building and Construction Trades Council. Now, could you explain to our listeners what that means?
Yeah, we are a coalition of all of the building trades unions in the North State. We would define building trades unions as those that are involved in the construction of buildings. And I personally run the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers up here in Northern California. The construction side, not the side that represents the utility workers like at REU and at PG&E, but the men and women that actually construct buildings. So,
all right. And so you've been in the fight because of the fact that the Turtle Bay project was going to be non-union workers.
It was actually because of the prevailing wage issue on
the
project.
Because of the prevailing wage. Okay, I just wonder if somebody's tuning in, and after a while things get to sound like blah, 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 because you just people numb over. So let's get it fresh back down to the bones of what is the bone to pick.
Right. Yeah, there are going to be a number of union workers that work on that project. I believe the number that Turtle Bay has thrown out is 25%, which is fantastic. Of course, we'd like to see that be 100. But the bigger issue for us has always been the prevailing wage issue and whether or not this project constituted a subsidy that would invoke the prevailing wages. So.
Andrew, what's the next step here?
The next step is we're going to run this up the ladder and see whether or not, number one, at the city level, the council believes they should take any action against Mr. Duvernay for his failure to disclose this information. And
this is the new city council.
The new city council. And on top of that, some of the arrogant comments that he's made in regards to this coming to light. If we are not satisfied with what's done here at the local level, you know, I guess we'll be open to taking it further.
Well, you know, the part that and Rick Bassetti is adamant about this. He says, you know what? I frankly didn't think it was that important because it was something that was going to go away, something that we had done before, and I didn't think it was that important.
Well, to be honest,
let me finish this. And and Duvernay said the same thing, that this is something that was just, you know, was one of the many, many things that were trying to handle at one time.
Well, to be honest with you, in doing this public records request, we poured over hundreds of emails within City Hall. We couldn't find a single time that Mr. Bassetti was informed about this EDA clawback provision. I know that he says that he was, and, you know, I want to believe that he was, but we couldn't find any communication from Mr. Duvernay or from Deputy City Manager Greg Clark or from their special assistant Sue Thompson. All three individuals were part of the negotiating team, and they were sharing these emails within their group, but Mr. Bassetti was not included in any of those emails. So unless they were every day making a phone call to Mr. Bassetti, letting him know what was going on, we can't find proof that he was ever informed about it. Now, I would like to hope that as the mayor, he was.
Well, he was part of the delegation, that three-person delegation that was, you know, was handling the sale. So they were privy to all of that. I mean, it started back when the woman, from what I understand, Kathy Thomas, is that her name? I'm not sure if that's her name, that they brought back on.
Sue Thompson.
Sue Thompson, I'm sorry. Well, I had the Thomas
you
part
did.
Right. Was going back and forth with the Commerce Department and the EDA about this. So when it came out last March, he knew about it at least by then, I would hope. I don't know about it before then. I don't know how many people knew about it before then. But the bottom line is this something that should have been shared with the other city councilmen and with the tax input to voters.
You know, the city manager didn't even know about this until, you know, the 2 or 3 weeks leading up to the election. So it certainly wasn't shared very freely within City Hall, which is troubling, I think, on a lot of fronts.
Missy said she heard about it from when I talked to Missy MacArthur about it when all this was breaking. Missy said, you know, and she says, I heard about it, but I can't tell you for sure when. Excuse me. As it turns out, it was Starman told her. But she couldn't remember when it was.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like everybody was sat down at a table. So I don't know if Francie ever knew about it or not either. Because, again, going back to what Bassetti says, is he didn't consider it important enough.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Well, again, I wish there was a way that we could prove on paper that Mr. Bassetti knew about this. And he knew about it back in March or April when the rest of the negotiating committee did. But we can't.
So. Okay. Well, all right. So it's going back up the hill. And after you see what happens here, and after see what, see if the new city council wants to look at it again. But what do you want from the end of this, though? I mean, what could happen?
Really? I think we want changes at City Hall, the way that they conduct business and the way that they share information with the public. You know, I'm a big open government person. I believe that government should be completely transparent. Mr. Duvernay has said repeatedly that all people had to do was ask for this information. But, you know, we said at the press conference back on Wednesday that there could be 500 different things that come into City Hall that directly affect any one of the ballot measures that were on the ballot. And unless you knew specifically what came into City Hall, you wouldn't know what to ask for.
If the record searchlight, which is this, their job, and as Silas says, they learned something about this. And they were welcome the fact that the city attorney says, oh, hey, come on in and ask for information. We'd be glad to give it to you after they fought them for so long and other times. But, you know, I think that it's hard. You know, it's kind of like if you don't know what to ask, how do you ask it? You know, I don't even know the question to ask unless I know, you know, what the information is out there about it. So, okay, well, keep us informed on this.
Will do.
And we'll have you back on, and we'll see what happens next. You got a new city council. It'll be interesting to see what they say about this.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
happy holidays.
You bet. You too, Andrew. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have 1 or 2 used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, 1460 here in the North State. How are you today? Scattered showers That's our forecast with temperatures around 55. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 48 and rain throughout the week. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, women and men, if you're looking for something special for your daughter, your sister, your husband, your mother, anything, or let's say you have a watch that you need to go in and have completely reconstructed and constructed, put back together. They have the only real watch repair man in Northern California.
In fact, I have to go pick up my watch. He's had
it for okay, that's right.
It's been fixed for like 2 months.
I got you this watch, and you just, it's sentimental to you.
It is, and it's...
Like I said, they said, really, it's not a valuable watch, but it's sentimental. He's an expert in opals, all loose stones. He's been in the business for 40 years. Can just tell you, get an honest appraisal. You go in there, and he's going to say it's worth this, it's worth that, or make you a really good deal on something that he's got in stock. Check it out. Let's go to the phone. Charles, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Yeah, good morning. Remember when you said that you hoped that the new city council would not try to keep the public comment period at the end of the meeting?
Yes.
Well, guess what?
What?
On the agenda for tomorrow night is a proposal from none other than Missy MacArthur to keep it at the end of the meeting in perpetuity.
Really? Missy did that?
Yeah, it's on the agenda.
Well, that's not what Missy said. She said, isn't that interesting? How she said, no, it was just through the elections.
Well, that was the decision on April 15th.
Right.
We're talking about two different... Now, the reason it was at the April 15th change was temporary was because if they wanted to make it permanent, they would have had to have amended the municipal code, which would have meant drafting a new ordinance, which would have meant a first and second reading, which would have meant increasing the opportunity pre-change, pre-amendment, whatever term you want to use, for people to raise objections before any final decision is made on whether to make the change or not.
Right.
And so the reason, and so it was done.
So it's a temporary
change was
right.
made.
So
for
now
that reason.
Okay,
well,
so now
the election's over.
Right. So now she's saying is that she wants to change the ordinance?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that weird? Because they just don't like to listen to those pesky. They just don't like to listen to those pesky voters. Here's a big chance then for Brent Weaver and Christian Schrader to stand up and say, you know what? Let's just put it back the way it was, and let's just try it. Let's just see what it's like. Just put it back the way it was, so we can listen to our constituents, and let's see if this is something that Brent Weaver and Christian Schrader, as the new ones.
Right.
Are going to stand up for the people that just put them into office.
Well, they'll be on however they decide, they're going to be on record one way or the other.
Yep, it should be interesting. It should, people a lot of things.
Also on the agenda is a proposal to have Rick Bassetti as a labor negotiation liaison. Even though he's not going to be a city councilman anymore, there's a proposal to have him as a labor negotiation liaison. Now, Bassetti, since about April or so, has not shown up to a single electric utility commission meeting, even though he's the REU liaison. So, I mean, a liaison is supposed to actually be present and take notes and occasionally report back, but he hasn't done any of that regarding REU. And so it seems like, the juxtaposition of this, the Missy MacArthur proposal with this, it seems like the, and Bassetti, who's his decorum that he put
Charles,
at the last city council meeting.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Charles, what you're saying is that Missy said this thing would just be during the through the end of
the election cycle, but now she wants to keep the people from talking at the beginning of the meeting until the very end. So she wants to extend that out, and they want to make Rick Bassetti, who is no longer a member of the city council or a member of city government. I'm not even sure if Rick wants to do that. Obviously, he does, or he wouldn't have let his name be put in, to be a permanent member or be a member of the union negotiating board.
I mean, he's
as opposed to, I mean, he doesn't take the place of a city councilman, does he?
This position,
So he's there kind of as somebody who's been doing it for 8 years, as kind of maybe even as a mentor or as somebody you can ask questions of?
I mean, this is a whole new position. I mean, a whole new job title that I...
Is it a paid position?
I kind of doubt it. I mean,
okay.
More like a symbolic nod of approval
for some
really bad decorum at the last city council meeting.
Okay. All right,
sort
Charles.
Like when a person is the president of an organization, and then when they retire, they become president emeritus, but they have no real power.
Well, then you shouldn't worry about it too much. Then if he has no real power,
He's not going to be. I doubt if there's going to be any real change as far as negotiation outcomes.
They're looking for somebody that's been there before.
But it's the symbolism of. Of him being, commended for bad decorum at the same time that Missy wants to keep the public comment at the end of the meeting.
I'm a lot more upset about the public comment thing than about Rick Bassetti going.
It sends a pretty strong message about to their particular definition of the word decorum. Very one-sided.
Well, okay. Thanks, Charles.
So that's what's coming up tomorrow night.
So everybody make sure they got to be there because they're going to be swearing in the new city council who will be voting on that, I hope.
Oh, it's going to be a majority vote.
I know, but it's going to be the new city council, right?
Well, yeah, the new city council. Yeah, it's going to be a majority vote to certify the election results, including the Measure B results.
Right, I understand
that. And then the new city council is going to vote on these two proposals.
Right, that's what I said. So it's the new city council.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how they vote. Okay, Charles, thanks. Got to run.
Bye.
Bye. Well, you know what? By the way, one of the big things they're discussing right now is...
On our chat pack.
In the chat pack is your garbage still yours once you take it out to the curb?
Yeah, that's a good question because I'll tell you why. Well, that kind of hits home because the lady across the street came over to me one day and said, as I was retrieving my cans, are you having trouble with your garbage? I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, ours has been knocked over a couple times and there's been garbage put in our garbage container that is not ours. And
that's not...
Well, yeah, because that means that somebody's using your facility you're paying for. Well, isn't that part of your fee?
Well, yeah, that is. But they take the same fee whether you're half full or full.
But if neighbors are using it without permission, is that what your question is?
No.
Okay. Then what is it?
It's once you put it out there on the curb, people are going through their garbage and they're going through it and taking things. And the question was, doesn't that still belong to you? They can't do that. Just go through your garbage and your trash. Well, unfortunately, I believe they can. I think once you make it trash and you put it out on the curb, that they can go through your garbage because you see this happening, the paparazzi going through the stuff of the stars and politicians getting their stuff gone through. I'm not positive about it, but I think at the beginning, I think that once you leave it out there, that you have thrown it away and now it is like fair game. Now, whether you want them to go through it out in front of your house, I think you have something to say about that. You say, hey, stay out of my garbage. But no, and as far, like if I have like two extra boxes and the guy who's already got his blue can out there and his is almost empty, I'll throw mine in there.
Maybe this is another market for somebody that wants to do a private garbage company, and they come to your house and they pick the garbage up from the side of your house because you want privacy.
Well, how about this? If you just want stuff shredded, either have your own shredder, but there's shredder companies in town that will come to your house and shred everything. Or you can just make your boxes and bags of it and take it to their place, drop it off, and they shred it. Guaranteed that nobody's going to be looking at your stuff.
When we come back from the break, I know you really are frothing at the mouth to talk about this Proposition 47 issue.
That's right.
Case that's an issue.
Well, it's more than just one case. It's thousands of cases here. Proposition 47. We'll be right back after these messages.
A little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Charity Trail of Trees and Family Dynamics presents Storytime with Santa this Saturday, December 6th at the food court beginning at 9:30 a.m. A free book to the first 200 children donated by First Five Shasta. Milk and cookies will be served. Crafts and activities following at JCPenney and Macy's Courts from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drawings and giveaways from all gift cards and Turtle Bay memberships. Mark your calendar and join the fun. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:48 in the morning, 50 degrees out there, raining. It's going to rain through Thursday and start kind of tapering off Thursday evening, and we might actually have some sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The temperatures are going to be in the 50s. And this portion and that weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can you say about Espresso Joe's except great coffee? Great coffee at great prices, any type. The Caramel Macchiato. Did I pronounce that right? Macchiato.
Sure.
That was that close?
Macchiato.
And every other coffee you can possibly imagine. And next door, of course, every tobacco accoutrement and super, super walk-in humidor. Everything at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and
get
Brew.
Get your holiday gifts now.
2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right. Get in there. Proposition 47. We just knew that Proposition 47 was going to have an impact. I don't know if people realized how much of an impact it was going to have. But right now the courts are being deluged, overwhelmed by the people who want their records changed. And those aren't just the ones that are in there now, in the jails now. These are ones that committed the crimes decades ago, who now want that expunged off their record, because you can do that. You can have it. If what you read is working, if it's true, the retroactive measure reduced several nonviolent felonies to misdemeanors, slashing the sentences for those in prison, and made it possible for people who were convicted decades ago to have their felony records disappear. This is out of the Los Angeles Times. Can you imagine that? So, what? And the ones that are in jail right now for felonies, they're going to turn them loose. And again, we go back into this argument about we're turning thousands loose. We still don't have a system that can handle the ones we've got. And I'm not talking about just keeping them in jail, because we're going to talk about that one in a second. We're talking about the ones who come out. They've been in jail for 4, 5, 6 years. They have no support system, but they're being released. It's not like they're going on parole or probation where they have to come back and check in with anybody. They're just being cut loose. Yeah, being cut loose to where? To wherever they were. I don't know. I guess they could go anywhere they wanted to, because it doesn't say they have to go back to the area they were arrested. They might get a bus ticket back there, but they don't have a support group. They don't have a, you know, maybe they don't have a family there. Maybe they don't have a job, which I doubt if they would. And now we don't even have the facilities to handle the ones we have, as far as psychiatric counseling, as far as the anger abuse, the jobs, the employment, all that stuff. We don't have that. We don't have it here. And yet they're turning them loose again with no program behind it. No program behind it. Oh, well, we're going to make money, but it's going to go to the schools. Oh, okay. That's good. When? Just like you're going to give us money for AB 109. Oh, that's right. You're cutting that back now. Oh, but you are also taking a look at opening Medi-Cal up to illegals. Yes, Medi-Cal up to illegals. We already spend $17 billion a year on that. So, hey, what's another $10, $15 billion a year, except it could be used to fight crime in this state? In case you haven't noticed it, we're up to our butts in bad guys. Proposition 47. Great job, voters of California. See how this one's going to work for you. And the argument from the ACLU on this station was, well, the other way doesn't work. Oh, well, that's good. Let's just turn more loose then. Just like this. Okay. And let's just talk about that. We don't have room in the jails for him. Well, how about this guy in Anderson? 12 arrests in 2014. 12 arrests in 2014. He's walking across 273.
Intoxicated.
Drunk, walking across the street, the road. It's a multi-lane road, of course, 273.
And they called him a transient in the news, whatever we read.
Yeah, and he's had 12 arrests. And while he's walking, he stops in time, but his dog, Bella, gets hit by a car. Well, here come the police. And what do? Well, you know, they arrest him, but they also rescue Bella, get her down to the Anderson Veterinary Clinic. She looks like she's going to be okay. The cops, you know what? They've arrested him so many times, they know Bella. Oh, yeah, we just open up the front door, and she hops in. What a good dog she is. And she's with this guy who loves her. He loves his dog, but he is a hopeless drunk. Now, 14 times, that means at least, you know, that's the times he's been arrested. How about the times that he was, the police went there just because there was a disturbance, or they went there to rescue him from something? Then he never was arrested. What about those times? How many times can you keep arresting somebody? You know, when we talk about the word deportation, and we talk about people that are here illegally, what about people that just keep doing illegal events? What can you do with, what can you do with them? What if they've been arrested that many times? Listen to Chief Paletti. He says we've arrested, you know, 1,000 of them 5 times. So, you know, that, you know, a piece or 3 times a piece, which makes it the numbers that we have. That's why our numbers are high. And but yet we keep turning them loose because we have no room in the jail. Why don't we have any room in the jail, Bob?
That's a very good question. I'm just thinking this guy, they could set him up like Otis on the old Andy Griffith show.
Give him a, give him a damn himself. Key. Yeah. Give him, you know what? Or. You give him a case of alcohol, and that's all you need to do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, find a good home for the dog. Okay, that's that's cruel. But, you know, the guy, you know what, I'd be interested to see how many times people reached out to him to try and get him help.
How did Paletti put it? You've got the can'ts and the won'ts and the ones you can help, the ones you can't help, and the ones who refuse to be helped, or whatever, however he put it?
But here's the question is, and this is where people need just to call their county supervisor, is say, how come we don't have a facility to put people in? And you know what? I'll tell you what their answer is going to be, so maybe you should just save it, except you should give them a call just to say, how come it's been 3 years and we've got all this money being spent on prisoners, and we've got this organization that is supposed to look at it, comprised of the district attorney, the chief of police, the Anderson chief of police, the sheriff, the probation, the parole, the DA, all these people, and the public defender. And yet, where's the jail? Where are the spaces? At what point does somebody in government come up with an idea for where to put these people? You had Safe City Project when LaFrance came in talking about hey, how about this?
They called it not the drunk tank, but they called it what?
The sobering. What they call it?
Sobering room.
Annex.
Had a highfalutin name.
Yeah, it was another word. Did you say this guy had been arrested how many times?
12 times.
Did you use after that this year?
Yeah, this year. In 2014, he's been arrested
12 times. And they
at least
were,
once a month.
The officer knew him so well that the dog's ridden in his front car a few times, the front seat.
Front seat of his car. Says, great dog. And he says, we do this all the time. Now, the I think it's April LaFrance, right, was here, and as was Gary Hayward, who is the chairman general, GM over there of the GM of the Wind River Casino and Resort Casino, and he's all for this thing about a sobering area where you can just pick them up and take them to it, drop them off, and then then there'll be like a program there at least to try and get them into programs. One of the things that we also talked about was being able to provide kennels for people who won't go to the Good News Rescue Mission because they don't have a place for dogs. So have transient kennels. All you have to do is talk to Mark Story. I'm sure Mark could come up with some of those. And that way you won't get the excuse. Well, I didn't, they wouldn't take my dog. Now they can take the dog also. There's just, this whole thing just smacks of where is, does the leadership need to come from outside the bureaucracy? We've just fired some people, and we just hired some people in city council. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. And are they going to wait until the people outside the city council come up with the ideas? And then with the board of supervisors, there's been no change there. There's been no change. And what are they saying? What are their thoughts on what we should do with all these people that we have to keep turning loose every day? It's interesting. Anyway, I saw this yesterday. I have to say it. A student in Georgetown University robbed at gunpoint. Guess what he said?
Okay, Georgetown. Let's talk about
Georgetown University. Georgetown in Washington, D.C.
Right. Very beautiful area.
Very prestigious university. $60,000 a year there, tuition.
Beautiful area.
Yeah. Anyway, I deserved it. Coming from that white privileged class. In fact, if that guy knew me who robbed me, I was pretty sure he wasn't going to hurt me, those two guys, that they might have even liked me.
Say it again. So the guy's held up at gunpoint. He tells the reporter or what?
I deserved it because I'm coming from that white privileged class. This guy probably didn't even have an option. And you know what? If he knew me, he probably would have liked me. And I was pretty sure they weren't going to hurt me, even if they had a gun and they're pointing it at me. But I was pretty sure they weren't going to hurt me.
Wow.
It's his
fault.
Is
this along with the Ferguson? This kind of coincides with the outrage and the, I don't know. It's so disturbing.
I just thought this was quite amusing.
I deserved
somebody it. Somebody sticks a gun in my face.
I deserve it because I have money.
Because I'm going to prestigious university and I deserve this. Wow. I deserve this. Well, what can I say? Except, hey, at 8 o'clock, we're going to get ready to go to the news. And Carl and Linda Bott will be here right back after the news with Enjoy Magazine. We're going to talk about what's happening in the North State as we start off every month.
Note.
The positive stuff that's happening in Northern California, Shasta County, and at Redding and Anderson. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. factories were slightly less busy last month.
That as production and hiring slowed, though the level of activity remained strong. The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index slipped to 58.7 last month from 59 in October. Any reading above 50 signals expansion. October's figure matched a three-year high. Manufacturing's been a key driver of growth this year as Americans have ramped up their purchases of autos and electronics.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Tomorrow, the Commerce Department is set to report on construction spending for October, and automakers will reveal how many vehicles they sold in the month of November. After a busy holiday weekend in shopping malls, millions of Americans are expected to log on and keep shopping on the day dubbed Cyber Monday. But retail writer Ann DiNascenzio reports that Cyber Monday could show some weakness as well because online retailers have already been cutting their prices too.
A lot of stores have been discounting online. It's going to be not just Cyber Monday, but it's going to be Cyber Week, and it's been actually cyber deals all along through November. So it's going to be very interesting to watch.
The Monday after Thanksgiving has been the biggest online shopping day of the year since 2010. That could change because of all the Thanksgiving Day deals. One of the busiest travel days of the year yesterday as people tried to get home from their relatives' homes. Well, fog and wind being blamed for many delays at airports around the country, including at Denver International, where Derek Mooneyham's flight was delayed.
I thought we were scheduled in here on time. We went to land and the plane went back up.
Spoke to KUSA TV. AAA spokeswoman Heather Hunter says expect heavy traffic on the roads and at airports.
We're anticipating that 46 million Americans took a trip this year, and that is the highest level that we've seen since 2007. So the roads and airports were extremely busy this year.
This is SRN News.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All coughs aren't the same, and neither are all cough medicines. Robitussin's powerful dual-action formula relieves even the toughest coughs. Wet, dry, and hacking. Fast, powerful Robitussin DM Max fights your cough and helps clear the congestion that comes with it. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed. This week, stock up with special Robitussin bonus packs. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
The House votes tomorrow on a bill that would eliminate government benefits for suspected Nazi war criminals.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the bill will be considered under a fast-track procedure, indicating it is widely expected to pass easily. The measure follows an Associated Press report in October that found dozens of suspected Nazi war criminals forced to leave the U.S. collected millions of dollars in Social Security payments. According to the report, the Justice Department pressured Nazi war crime suspects to leave the U.S. voluntarily. This would expedite the process by avoiding lengthy deportation proceedings. But in exchange, the Nazi suspects were permitted to continue to receive federal benefit payments like Social Security. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
A gauge of China's manufacturing activity fell to a six-month low in November. It's a sign of an ongoing economic slowdown that's getting deeper and wider, and it's also having a ripple effect throughout Asian markets. This is SRN News. President Obama holds a series of meetings today on the situation in Ferguson, Missouri.
At the White House, the president's cabinet meeting will focus on the administration's review of federal programs that provide military-style equipment to law enforcement agencies. The president will also meet with young civil rights leaders to discuss the challenges posed by mistrust between law enforcement and communities of color. That'll be followed by a meeting with government and law enforcement officials, plus community and faith leaders.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Police in Florida say a woman has been charged with using a stun gun on her 3-year-old nephew. The Tampa Bay Times reports that 30-year-old Ramona Braswell of St. Petersburg was arrested over the weekend at her home. Police say the boy's mother was in another room when she heard her son cry. She found her sister laughing and activating the stun gun, but not touching the child. Police say the boy told his mom that his aunt had used it on his arm. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the first day of December. The Christmas season has really swung into it today. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as people have, and say good morning. Good morning, by the way, to Sonny and Boo, and gosh, who else we got in there? There's Joe and many others. It is, like I said, the 1st of December.
Good morning, Chat Packers. We lost our November again.
Bob?
We didn't lose it. We gained a November.
Bad Bob. You've lost November. Anyway, hey, what's the weather look like here?
Oh, it's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Scattered showers today with temperatures around 55 and chance of showers tonight. Now, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, rain, rain, rain. Love it. And we're going to just get lows in the 50s, so it's not going to be freezing or anything, but we do have precipitation and scattered showers. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Boy, did we need you this weekend. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right.
December, 1st of December, always.
Can I do a shout-out
Absolutely.
Before we get started here? Christy Davis, Dr. Christy Davis, optometrist, who offered last month a free eye examination for U.S. military veterans during the entire month of November, and they took her up on it. She has got them scheduled into December, again for free, and you know what a splendid, splendid thing for this lady to do, and her office, because her office is right in there with her. I got to meet her husband and the two kids on Wednesday at Cascade Christmas. It was wonderful, and what a really nice family. But she's done this. Her daddy was is a Vietnam War veteran. Anyway, if you're looking for an eye, and you know what, she doesn't advertise with us, but I'm advertising for her. I said we would here. If you need an appointment, have somebody look at your eyes. Why don't you call Dr. Christy Davis, 222-7271. One of the veterans in here, Boo, said on the application, I told him about the veteran special on your show, and he's got an appointment with Dr. Davis for tomorrow. Let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning. You've got us. Okay, what's the latest on our Tea Party update?
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
It's poor Linda. She tries to get into the Christmas spirit, and you have, you know, there's talk on City Hall, and then Charles comes on, and then you bring up the stuff about all these folks getting out of jail. So I got a song for you, Linda.
Okay.
When the moon hits your eye, I've got big pizza pie. That's amore.
Yeah, that's right.
You okay?
Yeah.
So maybe I could be, you know, with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. I could be
the
Grey
Bird. Please do.
I could be a Grey Bird.
Grey Bird.
Grey Bird. Chubby Grey Bird. Special guest. Bringing cheer to you for the holidays.
Terry, I don't know what you did over the weekend, but, you know, keep it up, buddy. Keep it up.
I always call it your slit your wrist special today here on KCNR.
I think that's what cheered me up. But tonight we have Suzanne and Ryan Russell. They're coming in to speak at the Tea Party at 2570 Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, and That's the young couple that uncovered that prostitution ring where they were keeping these young girls, I guess, captive. And also we're going to have
Terry
Cadd and Patrick Jones in.
Where did they uncover that at?
Well, somewhere in Reading, some neighborhood in Reading, they uncovered it. I guess they're going to tell their story tonight.
Okay.
I guess she has even some slides and stuff, so it really should be informative if people are wanting to get engaged in their neighborhood to be more vigilant. This will be a good program.
Absolutely,
for them.
Absolutely, good. Okay, and
Patrick
and Gary.
Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones, and we are going to unveil the new website. These guys are gunning for the Shasta Lantern, which is pretty neat with an alternative news source, newspaper, and online newspaper for the North State, something that maybe will do some investigative reporting.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have Mark and Red and other people that are involved in this newspaper on to talk about it so people can figure out how to get to them.
So, Linda, you think I got a future?
I think you need to do a special appearance called The Gray Bird. I like it.
You like that?
The Gray Bird.
We'll do a doo-wop song and have you come up and you can do that.
Okay, well, I might send Cousin Buford.
Okay.
You know, pay pecker.
Yeah.
All right, you two, have fun.
Hey, okay, have
Terry,
a great time. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Bye.
All right,
you
December 1st, it's
you
a great...
Terry is... I'm sorry, go on.
No! Terry is great.
Well, Terry is an activist. He really is. He's an activist, but... You know, he doesn't, but it's always fun to listen to Terry,
I loved his silky voice.
Well, you know, what's really fun on December 1st December 1st being today, but the first day of the month, or the first Monday of the month, yes, exactly. First Monday of the month, sometimes it could be the 5th or the 6th, depending on where it falls, is our good friends and probably my favorite part of the entire month is having Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta with us. And we just got the fresh, brand new. In fact, they delivered it this morning, the December issue of Enjoy. Yeah.
Yay.
And we know that
the crowd roars.
We know that it's wonderful. You have the Red Bluff store and so many other things, but everybody looks forward to the issue. We read about things that we don't know in this always in the monthly issue of Enjoy. What's happening in town, who's who, and there's some wonderful highlighted businesses and personalities in this issue. Because if you just got it, so always able to thumb through it. Can't wait to send it to our friends across the country as we send Enjoy packages as well. We go and get select them and are able to send them out. So welcome to the show this morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us again.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I bet you all are a little busy.
We are.
Yeah.
Is that good?
And Linda said that I looked good this morning, and I was like, wow, that's a compliment considering that I don't think I've left the store for the last 3 days.
Well, maybe you get...
Feel free to use some of our Lysol wipes here.
Maybe I'm used to seeing you because sometimes you come in here, especially if you've been standing in line to get the new iPhone.
Oh.
You're like the Walking Dead. You're here, but you're shuffling in, and you're just kind of in the zone, but, very present.
And parts of your body are like decayed.
The new iPhone.
Is that the new one?
Uh-huh.
Like the newest, how many months old? No.
Brand new. It's the 6 plus.
So if I wait till after Christmas, though, there's going to be a 6 plus plus.
No, that'll be next July or August, whatever.
So you always have the latest of the latest. How do you like this one?
I love it.
What's the
about my getting
so
old? I can't see. So the screen is
it's bigger.
It's huge. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can you carry it in
such
your pocket?
A drag.
Can you carry it in your pocket?
It's right there in my pocket. Yeah. That's my phone.
So 2014, it's Christmas time, of course, and Enjoy magazine. It's on the house. Love that because it's free for you to pick up and look at and find out all kinds of good stuff.
So
it's beautiful to look at.
Our December issue is always one of my favorite because it's usually one of our biggest, but we've been consistently sticking at 104 plus pages. But we also have our gift-giving guide that's always inside. So make sure when you grab your copy, you look to make sure that's in there for you because this is a fun little insert that you can pull out that will help you with your shopping and focusing on local businesses. Obviously, all the companies that are in this are local to Northern California, and we're trying our hardest to continue to push people to that local, personal kind of shopping experience.
Well, and also, you know, pulling out the little, what do you call it, insert.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you said, it's a little catalog. I love this. Dear Santa, and you have some suggestions.
Yeah.
You've got the list that you can check off. Kids, mom, dad, sister, brother. But then goes down into coworker, teacher, boss, cat, dog, clergy, waiter, waitress, stylist. I like how you put waiter and waitress, because politically correct would be server.
Oh.
But waiter, waitress makes sense to me. Stylist, mechanic, mail person, and list multiples here. So that's cute that you did this little list. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we forget to think somehow, even if it's a card or a little like gift certificate, you guys do something like that. What you have inside your store, you don't have to spend $100. You have darling gifts that are really reasonable. Like what's come in recently that, like, for instance, you're going to give your mail person?
Mail?
Yeah.
Oh, like my mailman, or just a mail in general?
Yeah, a mail person. Like mailman.
Let's see, I'm
mail a woman. I have a mail woman.
Politically incorrect. Mail person.
No, I have a mail woman.
Yeah, and I have a mailman. Mail person.
I'm confused.
Never mind. I'll show you yours
I tell you what.
Moment.
Let's just take a break now while they try to figure out what we're talking about. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, we're just outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. What can I say except they any type of heating and cooling system. It is cold again. I hope you have your heater working well. If you don't, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Come out there and clean those filters. Make sure it's working right. Make sure all of it's working right so your house stays warm. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with our friends from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire.
Dear Santa. Mm-hmm.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Redding Kia, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Redding Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Crossbearers is a free veteran support group for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Still dealing with PTSD? Still feeling misunderstood? Missing the camaraderie? Issues with VA paperwork? These are just a few of the issues we can talk about in our group. Crossbearers meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Neighborhood Church in Reading. For more information, contact Rob Garcia at 530-221-5683. Crossbearers, a group for veterans, run by veterans.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh! Love these a cappella groups.
That's a guy singing, too.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Well, there's girls singing back there, too. That guy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 820 in the morning on December the 1st. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. Let me talk about Ted Leidy. Offered up a class to help support the Liberty on the Border. And did just a great job.
20 people.
20 people signed up for it of all political persuasions and different groups of people.
It's cool to bring everybody
and
together.
It was. It was a wonderful class. Everybody did so well. And the and all the money that was donated is is going to Liberty on the Border from at Turtle Bay. So thank you so much. But if you've got so many of basic CCW classes going. So you need to give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com.
Okay, our guests this morning are Rhonda Ball and James Masada. We're talking about the December issue of Enjoy. Now let's get into the meat of it. You do have things under $20.
Yes.
In the Enjoy store.
Lots of things under $20.
So I just am encouraging people to, in their shopping of, you know, before you go online, you know, we want to keep it local, folks. It's so important to keep it local.
We have beautiful hand knitted fingerless gloves.
Ooh.
That are beautiful, and they come in 50 different colors. They're the most soft, you know, they're like a kitten. And they're $20.
Ooh, I love
so,
that.
So, I mean, it is a handmade product that somebody has sat and done. But it's great because you know what? They keep your wrist and your, you know, most of your hand warm, but they keep your fingers open so you can still access your phone, you know,
grip.
You can use your smartphone and they're beautiful.
Very popular in New York and very popular.
They're very fashionable and they've got great colors from really kind of really nice earth tones to some vibrant, you know, pinks and some that have shimmer you know, knitted within them.
Who makes them? Do you know?
Oh, gosh.
Or is there? Ask me. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Well, no, that's okay.
No, I normally do, but I just am drawing.
You've got beautiful jewelry and soaps and lotions.
And lots of actually jewelry that you can buy under.
And wood products and glass products and art.
We have beautiful nest rings that are all copper wired, twisted, and then they look like nests with little eggs in them. And, you know, and those are $10. I mean, there's things that you can... Tons and tons of things that you can find
sometimes,
under 20.
We forgive to give things to, or a thank you, or like you said, like I'm remembering you to your mechanic. Mm-hmm. The people who help your life along. It's nice, you know, in the hustle and bustle of things, to just remember people.
And that's why the Dear Santa list is here in the insert. It's kind of just one of those things that you check off the figure, you know, circle who you're going to give to and then use it as a checklist. And then it's not listed there. There's some open space for you to add a few things. So it's just a little tool.
And then you have some ideas. Now, Rhonda, you were talking about a contest with the insert.
Yes. All of the advertisers in this insert are part of will have a jar at their business. And if you fill out the little form, we have one in the in this little insert, and they also have them at their stores. Fill it out and put it in the jar, and you will be entered into a drawing for a
$1,200
bicycle
from
the bike shop. So, and we may be adding more prizes as we go along, but this contest will end on the 22nd.
And it's, and thank you to the bike shop for their support and working with us for this contest. There's no purchase necessary. So in the back, like Rhonda was saying, of the gift guide, there's a thing that you can fill out, cut out, and drop in, or the jars that every business location should have entry forms for you to fill out. Just drop it in, and they will be drawn, and then we'll announce the winner. And if we continue to add prizes as an additional, those will be on our Facebook.
And then one other thing that's in here is start a tradition, and it has different counties, Tehama, Shasta, Trinity, I think Butte and
which is
Siskiyou.
Cool. This is cool. I like
and
that.
These are different things you can do that have to do with the holidays. You can go to, you know, a lot of them are Christmas tree lightings and that kind of thing. But it has the dates and where they're located in different counties.
Now, so. I've been to the downtown tree lighting in Hayfork, and that is really fun. You bring your schnapps and your coffee, and you stand outside and you freeze and you wait for Santa to cross the cross the bridge on his sleigh. I think it's drawn horses or something. I mean, he's crossing the bridge, and then everything lights up, and it's just cool. It's very cool, an old school fashion.
Right.
A lot of these small communities that are around us have really cool traditions,
like the Lewiston bridge lighting that was last weekend.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's
very
pretty cool.
Very cool stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But there's a lot of really cool things you can do.
That's what I was thinking of, Lewiston, not Hayfork. I used to go to Hayfork fireworks, okay. So Lewiston bridge lighting.
Right, right. The Christmas tree lighting for Reading is this coming Friday night.
Is it? I was wondering when that was. Is that the same night?
Oh, the Christmas tree lighting. So I know it's the 6th is the parade.
Right, so the lighting is the 5th.
Okay,
yes.
Ooh, all right.
So that's coming up. So we have our little...
I love our Christmas parade.
Oh, yeah. So now, really, do you have a float?
We don't this year. No, we were thinking about it.
We talked about it. And
we've
would
done
love
a float,
to.
And we had
Are
a good time.
Are you announcing?
No.
Okay,
no.
You're just enjoying.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yep. Lovely. Okay, so let's talk about some more things in the issue coming up that you can go get now at your Enjoy store and all kinds of businesses, local. In fact, we have a few here if you wanted to come by before they fly out.
Oh, the magazines?
Oh.
Yeah, they're already going fast. Even we've had them at our store for a few days, and already half of what we got allotted for our store is already gone.
My goodness. Do you have to do more printing in December?
No.
We don't.
Mm-mm.
Okay. We don't. No.
We're consistent. Let's budget.
All right. Okay. So let's go through the issue and let's talk about what you've got up on what thing you want to talk about.
Well, there's a lot of things that are obviously in the magazine that are holiday-esque, if you would. And one of our first stories on page 17 is kind of interesting. I was not aware of it, but it's called Pucker Up, the Mystical Magic of Mistletoe. And so it's an article basically on... mistletoe, where it came from, what it is, it's kind of, you know, beginnings, which have been around for a really, really long time in Europe. And the interesting thing is it talks about is mistletoe is basically a parasite. And, and there are two types.
Romantic.
Yes. Well, that's the thing that's
the
dichotomy of it is that how it's ended up being this thing that's part of our Christmas, and yet it is a parasite. And we have two types of mistletoe here in Northern California that are native. It's the large leafier one. And, of course, I'm not even going to attempt to try to give you the genus or species. And then there's another one that's a smaller one. And the larger one, they basically say, you know, it attaches itself to trees and basically just takes water from the tree. But because it's big and green and leafy, it does its own photosynthesis, so it makes its own nutrients. And so it doesn't tax the tree that much. The other one, which is the smaller leaf one, actually doesn't do photosynthesis and actually takes all of the nutrition from the tree. And that's what causes the tree to become weak and then potentially be susceptible to disease and die. So it is really not a good thing. The bigger leafed one is obviously the one that we use for holidays. But loosely translated in the article, it says that mistletoe translated is what? Something like, what is it? Droppings on a branch or something like that. So
bird droppings,
yeah,
I think
yeah,
I saw
bird.
That.
That's what mistletoe means?
Yeah, because it is spread from tree to tree by birds when they do
this
their business
what,
on a branch.
People pucker up underneath?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Maybe there's
awesome?
A pucker.
Do you check your
pucker
hair afterwards?
Pucker and poop. Pucker and poop, they
pucker
should call
poop.
It. Let's check into the pucker and poop.
So anyway, I just think that...
You know, I'll never be able to look at mistletoe again without thinking what you... Thanks, James.
That's
run,
okay.
Run another tradition. Next thing you're going to be telling me is that Santa's not real.
It's anything that you can put a ribbon around makes it Christmassy, okay? So
you know
there'll
what?
Be a ribbon around it. You'll go, oh, that's all right.
Carl, I'm gonna bring some in and have you kiss me under the poop parasite.
Yes, <thank you. laughs>
Well, anyway, these are the kind of interesting articles that
yeah.
are in... This
I mean,
that,
you know, who knew? I didn't know. I know a lot of stuff. I pride myself on knowing a lot of stuff. But I didn't really, I mean, I knew that it was a parasite and that it grew and that we did, but I didn't, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, it's in a lot of cultures, Greek cultures,
yes,
Roman, I mean, it goes through to talk about, the Scandinavians, you know. So it's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And it was because it was considered magical because when the trees would go dormant and lose their leaves during the winter, the mistletoe would stay green. And so they thought it had special powers. And so they thought it was fertile and, you know, so they used it in all kinds of ceremonies. And
in fact, it actually, doesn't it kill the trees?
Some of it can cause disease.
A genus of it can.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, let's take a quick break. Our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Masato from Enjoy the Empire. I say that in just the best sense because we're so happy that, you know, you've got another magazine already. It's being published. You've got three stores now.
Yep.
And you're reaching out to the Southwest.
Yep.
I mean, it's all of it is there. We may have to move into Utah so we can open up Enjoy Utah, and you know, just so we could be the.
You guys would be great.
Yeah, we could do that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:30 on December the 1st. It's Christmas season in full swing. We'll be right back.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning. It's 8:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts. Great haircut.
You're about ready.
Discounts for senior. I am.
You're about ready. You got a little shag going on.
Well, you know what? I was going to go by today, but you know what? It's after a 2-day, 4-day weekend. People are probably just going to be backed up in there, but I'm going to try and sneak in anyway today. And it's right across the street from Subway there in the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold.
Great place to get your hair cut. I thoroughly endorse Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guests today are Rhonda Ball and James Masato from Enjoy the Store. We got a, there says here today that several state legislators plan to introduce and discuss bills to eliminate the gas tax in California. Hmm. The bill is called the Affordable Gas for California Families Act. Will be introduced in the full house, both houses, after the Assembly and Senate swearing in ceremonies. We already pay the second highest amount of taxes, but now with the new cap and trade starting January 1st, it could go up another 25 cents a gallon. So they're going to try and offset that. I doubt that will happen. Okay. That was just an aside I threw in there. You know what? I go through your the magazine. I love the magazine, of course. I read the one about the article on Bob Corlock. And we know Bob really, really well because Bob works for our sister station here. And I do mean sister station, KLXR. And
we're in the same building.
We're in the same building. So we see Bob every day, whether we want to or not. But, you know, one of the things that's always struck me about Bob Corlock, and everybody has heard his voice, I promise you, if you listen to radio or TV in all any of the North State, you're going to hear Bob Corlock's voice. And if you're lucky enough to go watch him act, He's somebody that is just a delight to watch and
he's a true artist. This man is through and through, just extremely gifted. And you've done a special, you've highlighted him. The segment in the magazine is called On With the Show. Uh-huh. Now, you've had the great pleasure of working with Bob Corlock too, right, Rhonda?
I have, with Fiddler on the Roof, and we've known each other for a few years, and but my boyfriend is really good friends with him, which is not why we wrote the story,
right?
Because it was pitched to me, so right. Seriously.
Well, but you know what? If you're going to talk about acting and actors in the theater, which you all do, Bob Corlock is a major player in this, and he's in movies too. I mean, there's a local producer around here who's made like what, 3 movies?
Yep.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
Bob's
right.
been in every one of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. But so I got to know him a lot better when I worked backstage with Fiddler on the Roof, and he was just a pro.
He's a consummate professional.
Oh, my gosh. He was just amazing to work with.
You know, the thing I noticed about Bob is, you know, he could be the lead actor, but then he can play other parts. And I saw him in this musical review out in the old Shasta, and it was kind of a hold down stomp uh-huh. type of thing, and there he was playing an old miner, and there he was in like the third row back, totally immersed in this role,
right.
And I mean and I told him this, I said, you know, frankly, I like to look at the actors in the lesser parts just to see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so involved that you just, you know, what an actor he is. Just like I was watching Cascade Christmas, watching little kids saying, okay, I'm not right over in front. When, you know, are they looking around? And they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody was totally involved with it. But Bob is just, he's outstanding.
He did such a great job in Fiddler on the Roof. And something that people don't know about him is that he's really hard of hearing in one ear. Yeah.
His left ear.
Yeah. So it was, I'm sure, a huge challenge for him to sing.
Right. And then he said he never had performed. When the musicians are live, it's a different energy than singing to a tape.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're playing from a chart, you can sometimes just with, sometimes the tempo will speed up even though they're trying to stay within the frame of a chart when it's live.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of it, especially if you probably, I'm thinking with Bob, and we should have him in here, and I want to talk about some accolades with him as well, is that you have to go by sometimes the sound vibration
mm-hmm.
of what's going on with the theater because it's being thrown from the back of the house. Then you have to acclimate yourself to what that is, because you could take that same orchestra and same ensemble into another theater and it would have a different feeling of energy.
Right.
So you have to acclimate your body to the sound of what's happening with the orchestra, the difference of how many people are in the house. It really, it's something he'd never done before,
right.
But you would not have.
And he danced, too.
Oh, it was just wonderful.
It, yeah.
I just could not, I just want to cry talking about what it was for the challenge. For him, and to be so magnificent in that role.
And another thing, another talent that he has is he can remember everything.
Oh, stop it. Let me tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we did a short film with Lisa Collins before Carl and I had the station, and they were looking for, and I played his girlfriend. and we had to kiss in this little short film we did. It was the first film festival, or second film festival. And I remember, oh gosh. Anyway, so he knew every damn line and mine.
And he does. He
so
does.
I would make up a line and he would look, tell me under his breath, you know, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm stumbling over. I'm getting through the scene. But anyway, so he was just the consummate professional. I had a great opportunity working with him and Lisa Collins. So,
right.
But anyway, so also what it says in the on the bottom of this is that he recently branched out in, like Carl was saying, feature film work with Reading filmmaker Rene Perez and has appeared in The Dead and the Damned 3 and Pray for Death.
Right.
Korolak says he got to fulfill a boyhood dream of being in a Western. Mm-hmm. Which is Carl's got it
and
on his
bucket list.
I don't know
if you've seen the trailers for that, but it looks pretty good. It looks
I think he plays a bad guy. He plays a bad guy in it, anyway. Yeah. And then there's another, I think there's a military movie coming out too. Anyway, okay, this was just, you know, as usual, the Enjoy magazine has got just everything there. Oh, the, of course, is the lighting of houses and all those neat things that are happening.
Well, yeah, because we're going to be going to Orland. You know, we were talking about how Carl's on this panel on December 13th. So I think we're going to be there through probably 6 o'clock, so we'll be able to see these lights.
The lights at the fairgrounds in Glenn County, and that is a an event that they've been doing. That's it's in its 11th year, and they light up the whole fairgrounds, and you can drive through it.
Mm.
And then afterwards, I believe you can have hot chocolate if after you get through the line driving through. They have hot chocolate and other things. So I think they might even have crafts that you can purchase.
Mm.
So anyway, that's going to be in Orland, and that is probably through Christmas. And I don't know the exact date.
It says December 17th through the 21st.
Okay, perfect.
We'll just miss it. But
okay. So, and then we also have a story about the Mount Shasta High School music teacher, and they have an event coming up. They have a concert coming up in December, and I have to find December 7th is their 15th annual candlelight concert. One thing that's unique about this teacher at Mount Shasta is that 70% of the school is in the music program, which is just really unheard of because usually it's like 15%. So this is just a really nice story about Greg Eastman, Mount Shasta High School's music teacher.
What a great guy. I mean, he's got 70%.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing, 70%.
Yep. So you can go and see the performance on the 7th at the high school.
I like how you've got a whole page here for vintage shopping for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. That was Yvonne's idea.
I love that because I am totally into vintage.
It's a big thing right now. We've got a lot of these really great vintage places that are opening up.
They're
all over the place.
Just popping up everywhere, yeah.
And so we decided to let people know that, you know, we have quite a few of them, and it's kind of a easy access.
Love that.
Way to
great pictures,
places.
Too.
Yeah.
So go pick up your Enjoy magazine so you can see that.
We also have an article on Woof and Poof. Are you familiar with Woof and Poof?
Out of Chico. No,
yes.
Tell us about it.
So Woof and Poof was started, gosh, what does it say, 39 years ago
by
a woman named Jackie Headley, and she started sewing up pillows and things, and it is now an international company. It is out of Chico. They're just beautiful, charming, you know, items that are, you know, fun. There are over 200 of them now, 200 different items from kids' stuff, you know, stockings that you can hang, and Santas and snowmen and all those things, kinds of things. So, yeah, I mean, people that know Woof and Poof they're like collectibles. So people go all around shopping for them during certain times of the year and collect them all. Unfortunately, Jackie is no longer with us. She passed away in 2012. But her family, her husband, and I think it's sister-in-law, I believe it was, has carrying on her legacy and continues to do the Woof and Poof there in Chico. But, yeah, so that's on page 31.
They sell them in Dandelion.
Uh-huh, they do, yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I think there's over 600 locations that they sell their goods at. So
yeah.
So that's a great story.
It is a great story.
Yeah.
Okay, before we take our break, let's talk about one of the things that about this Irish guy, 15 Minutes with Pete Slavin of Factory Mattress out in Cottonwood Storage. He's got an interesting Wonder Bread, Oro Wheat, and then into Wonder Bread history.
Yes.
He came over here. I love this story about he works 7 days a week, 15 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. The guy is amazing, and you know he's just such a kind soul. He calls every once in a while, and he's just a delight to talk to. I really, really enjoy talking to him. He has a really great story. He came here from Ireland, and he owns the Factory Mattress Outlet in Cottonwood, and he also owns Cottonwood Storage. His store for the mattresses is in the storage area where his storage units are.
Uh-huh.
So. But he's just, this is just a real nice little Q&A, and he's really a neat guy.
Well, that's good. Yeah. See, these are the kind of things that are wonderful. You highlighted Bob Corlock. You highlighted this business owner, Pete Slavin. And we come back, we've got more with Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And before we take our break, do we have one more, okay, we're going to take a break now. It's December 1st. Remember, shop local.
Do it.
Come on downtown to the Enjoy Star store and shop local. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Please give us a call at 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Wow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:48 in the morning. It's 52 degrees. It's going to be raining today. It's going to be raining tomorrow, the next day, all the way through Thursday. And it'll start clearing up on Friday, and this weekend should be clear. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Rhonda Ball and James Masada, the leaders of this organization. I know it's kind of
so military. Yeah.
The leaders of this, the ones who have full responsibility but can only delegate authority, but never responsibility. So if anything goes wrong, it's remember who's responsible.
Editor
James and Rhonda. So hey, you know, I'm just looking at this is an ad. But it's the Winter Rink Downtown.
Yes.
The Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Winter Rink Downtown. It's going to be a skating rink from December 20th to January 5th and at 1501 Market Street in downtown Reading.
It's in the old Jeters where the Need to Speed.
Dickers, yeah, the Need to Speed used to be. You know what? I've lived here. I've only lived here 7 years. It's had at least four owners since
I've been. So they're going to rent the skates?
Yep. Yes, and the ice is not actually real ice; it's faux ice. But I'm really interested to see how it is.
I've seen that before. It's a faux ice.
It's a new thing.
They do it down in Sacramento.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but downtown. You have to have ice skates, and they will rent them.
Okay.
Yeah. And
how many people in Reading have ice skates?
I
have four pair.
Oh, do you?
No.
Well, I mean, we have friends that live up, have a ranch outside of Mount Shasta, and they have ice skates. Uh-huh. They skate up on their lake when it freezes over.
But they'll be able to fit 30 people on the ice rink at any time.
Yeah, you know what? So that's cool.
It'll be fun.
I just wanted to say that. Yeah, December, this is the first time they tried it, and it's a way of getting people downtown.
Cool.
And I think it's a great idea.
It's really funny
Special thanks to K2 Development Companies.
Yeah, and that's who owns the building now. But when we started Movies in the Park, I think it was the winter after the first Movies in the Park, James had talked about doing the ice skating rink downtown.
Yeah, that was going to be one of our other parts to our nonprofit was an ice skating rink during the holidays.
Oh, I love
but
that.
It's a lot. It's a big endeavor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And after we did movies, we realized there's only so many things.
And people falling down, you always think about, have you ever ice skated before? It's not as easy as it looks,
Then you've got people being carried off the ice.
And I believe there'll be helmets provided if you want to wear. I think kids will wear helmets. I'm not really
You have to be 7 years or older or 40 inches and 42 inches or taller.
And I think that they lowered the age.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure they did because it was a lot of people were saying, "Well, wait a minute,
my five-year-old
knows how to ice skate, and, So,
it's like skiing. I've been skiing before, and I'm just whooshing down the slopes, and then this little kid squatting down on their skis, right past me. Get out of the way!
I'm like, get out of the way, old man.
You know, what are you doing on the bunny slope? And I'm like, boo. And I was looking pretty good right then until he said that. You know, hey, come on.
Okay, you've got a profile writer's profile. Let's start with the first line. It says, San Quentin State Prison is not a place where one would imagine a young girl growing up happily. But then again, author Marjorie McAyler was not like most young girls.
Yeah, her father was a guard at San Quentin. His name was Lieutenant Dan Coughlin, and he founded the San Quentin Prison Athletic System. So she wrote a book about her experience growing up in San Quentin, and what a thing to
I've been there before, and not as a longtime resident.
We have a friend that was a guard for 25 years that lives in Reading,
and he lived in that inside housing the, too.
Yes,
and what happens is you drive up to San Quentin, and all these houses alongside the road there are for guards and staff, and then they've got the wall. Mm-hmm. Not the big wall, but the outer limits, but it's still a wall and fence, and there's more houses back there.
Yeah,
and you know, the warden lives there and other people, and they have children there.
Right,
and the bus comes down the street. Picks
something
them up.
That I never would have thought of. A kid living there with their family. Yeah.
$1 million view.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From San Quentin, right. From those houses. I mean, it overlooks bay.
If you go to Alcatraz, though, and do the tour in Alcatraz, lots of families lived on the island. And the kids, they had a school, and the kids, kids lived there. It was very, they had
I didn't know that they were on
housing.
Alcatraz, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't either. Yeah. I grew up in San Rafael, which is, 10 minutes from San Quentin. So Course, it was a sight to see when we would drive to the Bay Area, the East Bay on the weekends.
Of course, you know, once you get past that second wall, things change a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sure.
They're not quite as you can't even wear denim. Don't wear anything blue in there. Oh, no, they tell you, they will not allow you to wear that.
Because that's the color?
That's the color. And when the guards, oh, no, it's blue. And if the guards have to, and they're sitting around up there with those guns, that they will.
Marjorie McAleer's book is sold in Enjoy the Store, so if you want to...
Yeah, so we did our expansion. We moved our book area, and we have a whole books and music section now in the store.
Okay, now the expansion happened just like a month ago.
Uh-huh.
So that's wonderful to know that why you're putting together the magazine and putting together your basket, why not in all local flavors? Why not put a book in from a local author,
mm-hmm.
or a CD from a local musician?
And you carry several CDs mm-hmm. now.
Oh, we've got maybe 50 CDs now.
That's
from
fantastic.
Local.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, moving on with your.
Do you have a CD?
I have several CDs.
We need to have them reprinted.
I had a sold out of the first printing.
Mm-hmm.
So I. I'd kind of like probably need to do a reissuing of that. I thought about reissuing that with a new recording of Martinis with Santa and a couple Christmas songs and do like a mm-hmm. compilation.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2015, that's a promise.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. A Miracle in Downtown Red Bluff. You guys, this is 34 retail shops, 6 square blocks, a small town charm, goods from local farms, Santa for the kids. What's going on in Red Bluff?
Red Bluff is just a happening little place.
It is.
I mean, they've got so much going on, and, you know, we're proud to have a store right there on the 600 block, and there are quite a few new places that have opened, like Cook being one of them, and then Plum Crazy has moved its location and is right there, and it's a really great store. We were in there the other day, and then, of course, we've got Enjoy Store there, and there's just a lot going on Main Street, you know.
They have carriage rides and visits from Santa every mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yep, and their tagline this year is "Where Main Street Still Exists."
And there's gift wrapping?
Yep, there's all kinds of
stuff. I love, so you can buy stuff and have it gift wrapped. Yeah. So that's a whole little
there's
excursion.
There's the closet, Discover yes. Earth, Wink, Holbrook Stoneware, Cook, Three Generations. I mean, we consider that like the Rodeo Drive of Red Bluff. It's
okay.
just right there.
The 600 block.
Rodeo Drive.
Yes.
The Rodeo Drive. It's Rodeo Drive. Look, it's Rodeo Drive.
I've been on Rodeo Drive.
Yeah. Speaking of, well, I have too, but it's considered many called it Rodeo. At one time it was called Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago when it was all ranch land, it was Rodeo Drive, and then later on it became Rodeo. I don't know how that, but if you look up the history, because it was all ranch land and people used to ride their horses up and down.
Cachet, they had to.
Yes.
You know, it's like Tarjay.
Somebody moved in that was a foreigner and called it Rodeo.
We've got like 4 minutes left. Let me throw this one more time out to everybody about the store, that you all have boxes already built there that people can just pick out, or you can just come in there and pick out stuff and
after this Black Friday and small
they're gone.
Yeah, but we're still building them.
Okay. So if I come in and say I'm going to put this stuff in a box to ship out,
yeah, absolutely.
No
yeah.
problem. We got to do right. it soon though, right?
Soon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, now one of the last stories that I saw about this when we were talking about Rodeo is that you've got a story on a guy who is a globetrotting horse trainer. Andy Adams.
Yes, and he is world-renowned for his cutting horse competitions. So, and he's from Red Bluff, or maybe he's in the Tehama County, I believe he's. And anyway, so yeah, he's been all over the world doing his competitions, and he is a judge now, I believe. But he travels and... It's
amazing
pretty, yeah.
you can do
well,
how big the horse industry is. I mean, it's just hugely
cutting
vast.
Horses
huge.
Is the second most popular, and that is there's a lot. You know, we don't realize it, but there's a lot of money in the cutting horse arena.
Well, we just sold a mare of ours at our ranch that she's, you know, she's still capable of breeding, but she is a champion cutting horse and has thrown, you know, magnificent. Babies, but she was old, and we just, you know, finally said, hey, let's just get rid of her. we just sold her, and she took $15,000. I mean, it's like, what?
Let's just get rid of her? I don't think you really meant it that
well,
way.
No, though. I mean, she's been...
No, I know what you mean.
But she was a champion.
Yeah.
But it's we don't have a need, and we are changing our model. We're not doing breeding anymore, mm-hmm. so... but
Can she still breathe?
Oh yeah, she can. But I was just blown away because you know right now too with the economy and you know horses and drought and you know all just, those things.
Yeah, I mean the cost of hay and everything. Yeah,
but the horse world is still
we have less than a minute here. We got like a minute left. What's the last thing you want people to talk?
We want to let everybody know to have a happy and a wonderful holiday, and we want to thank them for their support during Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. And unfortunately, we can't support them right today on Cyber Monday because we don't have an online store. But
well, please shop local. We like that, and when you're shopping local, at Enjoy, you're buying local products. You're buying stuff that is made by people from the North State. Like you said, books, CDs. Now, this Thursday night, Rhonda and James will be on.
Yes.
You have interviews with special people that mm-hmm. are probably artisans from the store as well as that have been in your issue this month.
Right.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow, I've got Dr. Payesh Dhanuka and a bunch of other people coming in tomorrow. Remember, it's Christmas season. When I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, let's all be good guys out there.
Back down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The St. Louis Police Officers Association looking for an apology from the NFL after five Rams players stood with their hands raised before yesterday's home game. Rams wide receiver Kenny Britt says it was meant as a show of support for the people of Ferguson, Missouri.
I don't want the people in the community to feel like we turned a blind eye to it, but to let them know that we're going to sit here and we're going to support them.
But the police group calls the gesture tasteless, offensive, and inflammatory, and says the players involved should be disciplined. Today, President Obama is holding a series of meetings on the situation in Ferguson. Planning to do any online shopping today? If you do, you'll likely have lots of company. This is Cyber Monday. AP retail writer Ann Innocenzio says the entire Thanksgiving shopping thing seems to be losing some of its luster.
The allure of the Black Friday weekend is just fading now.